This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, njengamanje isikhathi sakho 11:35 on Friday, on the 26th of April 2024. We are getting into our interview with the Community Engagement and Development Directorate, but we are speaking to Ms. Thembile Wakwankosi and we are speaking to Ms. Bulela Wakwamafutha. We are speaking about the project that they are working on in collaboration with the learners from Endukwe High School, the Ecosystem Rehabilitation and Restoration Project Abayi Ranayo. Ms. Nkosi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Ninja Nina.
Siyaphila. Ms. Bulelwa?
Ngiyaphila, ningezwa kunina ninjani?
Nayibona ke technology sikhuluma nje asikhe endaweni asikhe endaweni ezodwa. So I want to start with Ms. Nkosi. Ms. Nkosi, can you please provide the details of this project, Ecosystem Rehabilitation and Restoration Project, in collaboration with the learners from Endukwe High School?
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu bhuti. So i-project yethu njengoba nje ulisho igama liyayichaza, sidila ne-ecosystems rehabilitation and restoration. I-project le esiqale end of 2017. Sahamba ke sisebenza with different communities, but njengamanje ke ngikhona mina as a project leader wakhona, bakhona nabanye ozakwethu ngisebenzisana nabo, bese sekuba abafundi ke abala eMangosuthu. So we identified iy'kolo esizosebenzisana nanazo, and Endukwenhle it's one of the schools esisebenzisana nayo since last year. La sibheka khona ukuthi iyiphi indalo abanayo and i-degraded kangakanani, nanokuthi ke sizo basiza kanjani ukuthi bayilungise, keeping in mind ukuthi thina okwethu ukuthi sibalekelele, sibasupport, okwabo ukuthi bafunde ukuzenzela ukuze nanoma singasasekho bakwazi ukuthi baqhubeke bakwenze. Lokho sikulanda endaweni la sithi khona ke kwa conservation, allowing communities to care for their own environment, kuma principles esinawo aka conservation. But
what initially inspired the project?
I-project kufike la khona sicelwa umphakathi waseAmandawe, babekade bene-degraded ecosystem kuyi-wetland. So besaba ukuthi i-wetland yabo isiqala ukuthatha i-shape of a forest, nanokuthi uyasaba-ke manje umphakathi ukuthi kunganqunywa umuntu no azalahlwe aze abole lapha engatholakali. So bayacela ukuthi sibalekelele ukuthi bangayilungisa kanjani, because bekunanabantu besifazane omama abadala abahlele emakhaya, kwathiwa bangabe kungathiwa kukhona ilokhuzane revival esiyenzayo kula manzi, then sebengakwazi ukuthi bathole amanzi for community gardens. Saqala kanjalo ke, nanokuthi okunye sasiphushwa, ngangiphushwa ukuthi nginabafundi bami engaziyo ukuthi syllabus it's very limited ukuthi bafundise konke ekufanele ukuthi bakwazi. So this opportunity yavela ukuthi it's the opportunity for our students ukuthi the practical experiences babe nanawo, and even more of izinto abanye baze bayikhave kwi-syllabus within ilokhuzane i-discipline yethu.
You said it started it back in 2016, right?
2018.
Yes. I want to know, how has the community now responded to the project so far?
Sihambe kahle, and umfundi lo enginayo introducele angayikhulumela yena as the representative yase MUT student community ukuthi sebe benefite kanjani kuyona. But i-community saqala ngaye eMandawe, safike senza ama intervention awu 3 eMandawe, and in as little as i-intervention yokuqala kwaqala kwabuya amanzi. Sithe masibuyela for i-intervention yesibili, kwavuleka indawo yayikade inkulu, saqala ukubona office abathi babezame ukuqala ilokhuzane project ye aquaculture before, and then kwase kuthatha over ke this forest situation, base beyaqhubeka ne project yabo. So ngaleso sikhathi leso base beyakwazi ukuthi ba revive i project yabo yabo fish. But angazi noma kuyakhonakala nokuthi ngiqisele kubulelwa, she's one of my students eklasini naka ERR, ukuthi bayiphendulele ukuthi how have they benefited from the project.
Yes, Miss Bulelwa, you can take over you as the student of Miss Kos. So Miss Kos, I've known Miss Kos for a very long time. She is a dedicated individual, just to say. Bulelwa, how have you benefited from this project?
Ngibonge ithuba. Well, mina ngifike la esikoleni last year ngizokwenza a conservation development diploma in nature conservation. So I was introduced to kule project towards the end of the year. I think it was September last year. Abafundi abakade besebenza ngayo previously, but now abasekhonathi. So bafike bezos introduce kuyona besitshana ngendlela singa joina ngazo and indlela so benefits akuzona if si joina le project. One of the ways eyokungena kuyona was ukusenda ama motivational letters which azosiza vele ke in future mase apply lemsebenzi. And then a motivational letter being successful sasesibizwa ke kuma interviews. Nawo ke ekuthenini vele kuyadingeka vele ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siwenza kanjani ama-interviews ukuze esilekelele ekuthenini uma sesikwazi sesiye kwi-work industry ukuthi-ke sizokwazi ukuthi sibenefithe kanjani. So sisebenzile kuyona-ke iqale ukusebenza kuthina like this year usaqala unyaka. And then it's a benefit of me because I'm going to be a plant studies. And it's a good project to identify ama plants, ama alien invasive plants. And yes, it's a good thing to see common use in the plant studies. And then any being a conservation development whereby I'm going to see as izo esiphila kulona sikusengcupheni eyani climate change sekube iyona crisis esibhekene nayo njengamanje. So ekuprotecteni biodiversity iyasiza ukuthi simitigate climate change. Enye futhi yesifundo being animal studies iyasiza ekuthenini sikwazi ukuidentify ama animals esinawo like anamagama wawo angasiwona ama common names ekwama scientific names. So kuyasiza ekuthenini sikwazi ukwa identify.
Miss Kosi, I want to know, this is a community project, so yes. How does the target community feature in a project? Maybe the follow-up questions could be, what are some of the most effective ways you have found to actually engage the community members?
Okay, so kwakulula bhuti ekuqaleni ngoba sasikade sicele umphakathi waseMandawe. Kodwa the challenges that we faced masidila nomphakathi waseMandawe ukuthi siyafika ngihamba ngebhasi eliphethe abantwana aba plus minus 65 siyosebenza, and enqondweni sabo bayitshela ukuthi kusho ukuthi sifike sathola imisebenzi kufanele ngabe eyabo. So base baqala ke bayasilwisa ke ukuthi ke sithatha imisebenzi yabantu abasha bakuleya ndawo. Then usaqala ke sabuyela back manje kutheni ke let's educate the community ukuthi sizokwenzani kahle hle sizosiza. Then base beyaqala ke beza babuya bazosebenzisana nanathi. But moving on, kwaba ukuthi abantu abancane bathi bafuna i-incentive ngebaze beze like our students ase-MUT ukuthi bazovolunteer nje kube ukuphela. Bafuna some incentivization esasikade singenayo, so bathi ngebaze bayingeneke i-project. Then sabona ukuthi ke indlela esingabasiza ngakhona, sabanikeza ilokhuzani support yokuthi nanka ama projects eningaba applyela as communities enizokwazi ukuthi anitholele imali, kodwa futhi nikwazi ukuthi niqhubeke nokuyilokhuzela nokuzirehabilitatela indawo zenu. Then uprotector ke abafundi bami basemangosuthu, ngabona ukuthi ukuya emphakathini kanjalo mhlambe kuzobabeka engcupheni. Then ngase ngithi the best way ukuthi ugotshe semanzi, ake sihambe siye ezikolweni siyolishera lolu lwazi ezikoleni, and then sithi iy'ngane azinakekele ilokhuzane i-environment yabo ezikoleni, bezophinde futhi bahambe bayokuapplya lokho emakhaya. And it has been wonderful. Ikusebenzisana kwethu nenduku enhle, sisebenzisene kahle nenduku enhle unyaka wonke. Sabafundisa kusukela kwiplant identification. So lana asikho lokho superficial, sisebenza nge environment yabo. So ba identify ama plant studies abanawo, animal studies, sorry, animal species abanawo, plant species abanawo, and senzana ne preservation. So esika identify ayo baya preserve bakubeke esikoleni sabo ukuze bezokwazi ukuthi should kufike izingane 10 years from now bakwazi ukureference ukuthi induku enhle ngokwe environment isukaphi kahle hle, and then sesikuphi njengamanje. So they have benefited a lot, and sisebenza ngeclassi laka science. So labafunda abenze life sciences, abenza geography ne life orientation, so ba benefitile kakhulu. And we are really really happy ukuthi isikolo lesisebenzisana naso isona futhi esiphumile, sathola 100% pass for u grade 12 wakhona. So we are really proud as MUT, we are really proud as ERR ukuthi sisebenza nama go getters, nabantu who are implementing change in our environment, njengoba nathi njengo ERR sense local regarding the environment. So abafundi bethu already asikhavi only izinto esiyithandayo thina, sifike sabuka syllabus yabo ukuthi thini, and then sibone ukuthi singabanceda kanjani ukuthi ku-align lokho. Sesiwenzile even ama workshop, siwenza nabo othisha ukuthi sizame uku-align i-curriculum nalokho esikwenzayo ukuze kube ukuthi it's kind of bearing some mark kubafundi uma ngabe beyenza lento. So it has been very very wonderful. Unfortunately anginabo namhlanje ngenxa yama commitment abanawe esikoleni, but uma ngabe ukuthi aqhubeka lama interview akanjena bazoba khona. The biggest thing isibe nanayo but ngafe ngathi mangibathatha labantwana laba siqala nabo ngonyaka ondlule, ngathi sizoba ne competition at the end of the year la khona bezoveza ukuthi bafundeni. And it was really amazing because angiprescribanga kubona ukuthi ngifuna nenze kanje, ngathi you can choose how you want to showcase ukuthi ufundeni. And abafundi ababili abawini competition ya last year, they created ama model ukuthi isebenza kanjani i-wetland uma ngabe kuthiwa senze wetland conservation, ama species lawo esiwalokuzayo esizama ukuwa-conserve, nalawo amanye angafuneki esiwasusayo agcine ilekelela kanjani i-ecosystem.
So ngiphendulile imbuzo kade nginayo because I wanted to know the challenges, notable challenges and then abhekana nawo implementing le project. So wabalile and we also wabala futhi ukuthi na you guys went to schools ngoba niyabelivele kuthenini lugotshwa lisemanzi. So there is the way of actually making sure that this sustainable development or project continues to benefit the community in a long run. So I want to know, Ms. Nkosi, Sukuthena, what advice would you give to other academics now looking to initiate the similar developmental or development project to aba emphakathi ehlukahlukene?
Okay, ilokhuzana into engayikhipha mina bodwa ukuthi number 1 nthina njengelokhuzana institution of higher learning, ilokhuzana siya ke sithi we are student centered, and uma ngabe si student centered sengingathi kokoza kwethu abazama ukuthi abafundi baba feature kanjani within ama projects abasoke bewa implement. Into emnandi engiyenzayo and engihleze ngiyishare nama colleagues uma ngabe ngibuza ukuthi how do you do, cause la esikoleni uyakubezwe bengitshela ukuthi ay thina asazi ukuthi abafundi bakho babamba ngani, ngoba siyabathe siyabazama ukubabamba abafundi thina sibathola, but when a year after year usuke unabafundi. So into engiyenzayo for sustainability of the project, ngafike ngaqala ngabafundi abadala, ama senior students, ngatraina wona thoroughly, ngase ngithi konke lokho engitraine ngakho yinini enizokuthatha nikudlulisele kulaba abafikayo. So uma ngabe sebekwenza ngonyaka olandelayo, basuke sebekwenza under my supervision, ngisuke ngasasekho actively involved, okwamswe sekuthi supervision. So kwenza lokho ukuthi kube okwabo ukufunda, ba understand ukuthi si benefit kangaka thina, kungakanani ke sizokwazi ukuthi silidlulisele ibaton esizoyidlulisela kubafundi abalandelayo. So in that way yenza ukuthi kube khona sustainability as far as the knowledge sharing ngakubafundi is concerned, while siqhubeka si impacta imiphakathi esisebenzisana nayo. So bengingathi asiqhubeka again nje njengosakwethu sithi we are student centered.
I want to know from Miss Bulelwa, your journey from here
because now we have worked with Ms. Gosi, who is very dedicated passing the baiting and whatnot. What is your hope going here, moving forward?
Well, I'm very privileged to observe Ms. Gosi. Yes, I'm from the Ogningi. Ukusuka manje going forward, since this is my last year at university, so I was ngingathanda ukusebenza towards promoting le biodiversity. Well, ngingasho ngithi le ungena kulo mkhakha wasn't on my dream, bekungekho nje semabhukwini ami. So kodwa ngithema sengiphakathi bona ngiyabona ukuthi no angisaphumi, nginile ngenile.
Are we down? Forever, yena. Ms. Gosi, I want to know what are your hopes now, inspirations or aspirations for the future of the community because of this project?
Isifiso bhuti, sike sakhuluma nesikolo uMbelebele sithi sifuna ukusi-eda nanaso. So the idea bhuti ukuthi ilokhuzane into esiyiphethe uma ngabe siye ey'kolweni siphethe islogan esithi I raise my hand, my school is green. So into esiyifunayo ukuthi silaphakathi right at the center of Umlazi sifuna ukuthi iy'kolo esizakhele one school at a time siphakamise sithi I raise my hand, my school is green. And asisasebenzi these days ngalo green sasikade sisebenza ngawo kudala siyi-conservation. Yeah. Sesisebenza ngalo green othi umuntu benefita kanjani from this green environment. And lokho kukwenza ukuthi si-engage nama-colleagues ethu aka-Department of Agriculture ukuthi uma ngabe sesiyi-rehabilitate-ile lezi ndawo abezeke njengamanje sizokwenza ama-community gardens. Because i-idea ithi ngalo I raise my hand, my school is green, ithi akufanele ukuthi uma ngabe ingane iqala manje hambi ekhaya ibambe isikhwama sayo icabanga ukuthi kambe ukudla kukho ekhaya. So senzela ukuthi uma ngabe kuwukuthi umntwana uyacabanga ukuthi ukudla kukho ekhaya, akakho iklabishi, agodle iklabishi, aphindele ekhaya ukuze ezokwazi ukuthi look forward to building this future esiyi-envisage-ayo as ama-black South Africans. So that is my real hope ukuthi ngakhe abafundi abazokwenza umahluko, abafundi abangeke baze babe selfish about the future. Cause kukhona into esiyiphethe kaBerry owayekade ibhale ngo-1997 ethi asikhumbuleni ukuthi umhlaba akusiwona wethu kodwa siwuboleke kubantwana bethu, and kufanele ukuthi siwubuyisele kubantwana bethu unjengoba nathi siwuficile. So the actual benefit esizitholayo njengamanje asikwazi ukuthi sizidle siyicabe namathamba khona bese sithi abantwana bethu abasali sebedla those crumbs. Kufanele ukuthi sikubuyisele kukuhle, kungcono, if not even more better than indlela thina sikuthole ngakhona bhuti.
Siyabonga Ms. Gosi. Maybe you can share maybe apwa contact noma email yakho just in case there is someone olalele njengamanje wanna contribute in any way kule project.
Siyacela kakhulu. So i-email address esiyisebenzisayo u-ecosystems uno esekugcineni ecosystems@mut.ac.za bese sesiba neyamiki email address edirector sithembile@mut.ac.za. Ngiyatholakala i-cellphone number engitholakala kuyo 0794465841. So siyawathanda kakhulu ama-partnerships whether kusemphakathini noma amanye ama-department athi afuna ukuza. In one of the good years sike saba even abafundi abacela ukwenza i-in-service training kuthina baka administration, I think a public administration, so bawenza u-6 months wabo kithi. So i-project ke has provided a lot and abafundi sesiba graduateile just from the project abenze i-in-service training kuthina si graduate abafundi abawu 8 njengamanje. So wow. It's yeah, it's sekukuningi esikwenzile nathi siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu. And yeah, siyabonga nanokuthi-ke uhleso sivumela futhi sokhulumana nawe.
No, siyabonga Miss Gosi, sibonga kakhulu nangu-Miss Bulelo. Miss Bulelo, sifuna kubuye wena next year usuzosijena ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ngiyabuya.
Sewugraduata laphaya.
Ngiyabuya showcase nje.
Ah, webhodi yazi ngikhohle ukuxoxela. Namhlanje phela sibhizi nje kakhulu njengo ERR. Sike senza i-training, sayenza indokwenhle, sayenza kuma S1, sayenza kuma S3. La silande khona uSunbe wazosenzisa iNaturalist. So iNaturalist is an app esenzisa umhlaba wonke la sikwazi uku-identify khona ama species esuke sinawo. So mabeyibuka i-map yase South Africa, there isn't much happening kwi-app as far as umlazi is concerned. So sesikhona ke thina raising our hands, so siyaqala sa identify namhlanje, it's a competition ezophela Monday, so sizobuya sonxoxela because definitely bazowina abafundi bethu 2022. Ukhona umfundi wethu owinile nomfundo wayewina eKZN, so siyathemba ukuthi namanje futhi MUT izobuya nayo iphila.
Hayi, so buya nayo. Siyabonga kakhulu Miss Nkosi.
Siyabonga.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.